A word for you from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 to 26. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. The whole context of this chapter has been about evil words, shaking foundations, the ignorant, irreverent babble, he says in verse 16. He repeats this theme again and again in this chapter. But now comes the answer, the cure for controversy. How to handle controversy? Firstly, he says to Timothy, have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. Avoid it, firstly. But then, you too must not be quarrelsome, he says now in our text for today. Don't be like the others who are quarrelsome and who somehow go from one controversy to the other. But you need to be kind to everyone, even those who are trying to be controversial and have some obsession with petty doctrines. You need to be one who's able to teach, being patient, and correcting your opponents. It doesn't mean that in avoiding these people that you never have something to say. There are the times when you need to answer your opponents. But how do you answer them? What is the cure for controversy? Paul says, correct your opponents with gentleness. They need to see the spirit with which you come. It's not just the words, the correcting of false doctrine like the evil doctrine that spreads like gangrene from Hymenaeus and Philetus. It is the attitude of the person. It is the life. That is why God's firm foundation is not so much about correct doctrine. It is about life. The Lord knows those who are His, is the seal on God's foundation. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. And now, handling controversy, this is the way to do it. You need to come with patience, with gentleness, kindness, and yet leaving the results to God. Where Paul says, perhaps God will grant them repentance. And perhaps they will come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil. We can't do that. It needs God Himself to do it. But you need to be a usable, honorable vessel in the hands of God.